Good morning and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. I am Ron LaRussa, your host. We are here every Monday morning at 8 o'clock. I thought I'd do something different this week. It is the last show of 2020. Also, a lot of listeners are off this week, not in the usual Monday morning routine, driving to work or school or rushing around to get ready. So today we're going to feature only the new music we played on the show this year. The format of our show is if the album rock radio many of us grew up listening to was still around today, this is what it would sound like. And that includes new releases from familiar artists and new artists that would be featured on album rock radio. And we've had a bunch of good ones this year, and so I'm going to play some of those today. So let's get started with The Killers. Until 2020, we hadn't heard from The Killers for a while. They had just one studio album between 2008 and 2017 when they released Wonderful Wonderful. But they released a single in March, this one that we're going to play now, Caution. Then the rest of the album came out at the end of May. It's called Imploding the Mirage. It features Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac on this, and it's a good effort from a band that seems to be getting back to it after being dormant for quite some time. These are The Killers with Caution on Rock of Ages.
Let me introduce you to the featherweight queen. She got Hollywood eyes, but she can't shoot what she sees. Her mama was a dancer, and that's all that she knew. 'Cause when you live in the desert, it's what pretty girls do. I'm throwing. Trash straight out of the news. Doesn't like birthdays, they remind her of why. She can go straight from zero to the 4th of July. I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are coming over me. If I don't get out of this town,
The Killers and Caution. One of the new songs we featured in 2020 here on Rock of Ages. Remember, these are my favorites among the new songs we played on the show. It's not a best song or best album of the year list. Most of the critics that I've read have named Taylor Swift's Folklore as the best album of the year. I've seen some reviews where Bob Dylan's latest album was voted as number one, but a lot of consensus around Taylor Swift. If you haven't heard it, I do suggest you give it a listen because it's quite good, but we didn't play it on the show this year, so we won't be featuring it here today. The next we're going to play is from an album rock radio staple. They've been recording consistently since the 1970s, and I like this album a lot, so much in fact that I played two songs from it on the show this year. The album is Hate for Sale, and it's by The Pretenders. It's their 11th studio album, and it follows their 2016 album called Alone. On this one, Chrissy Hynde co-wrote all the songs, and it's the first Pretenders album to feature the band's longtime touring lineup, which also includes the founding drummer, Martin Chambers. So I am going to play two songs from this. The first is The Buzz, where Chrissy compares love to drug addiction. She said, "I think we all know that love affairs can take on the characteristics of drug addiction. The Buzz is about that. Not mine, of course. I'm never obsessive, never obsessive, never obsessive." Here's The Buzz from The Pretenders on Rock of Ages. It's a drug like any other, opiated, sugar-coated UV. They got the sack all about to be promoted at the mercy of your man, and he's making you wait for the buzz. I can't get no relief. You've reduced me to a liar, a liar and a thief. Love, oh love, I can only prove you're real by this scratching and the fever. Is how a shot of love makes you feel. And you think that you don't care, and you think that it's your choice, but you're hypnotized and followed. Puppet master's voice, and you know you can't forget. You know you gotta get the buzz. Can't get no relief. You've reduced me to a liar and a thief. Love, oh love, I can only prove you're real. By the scratching of the fever, woof for a believer, it's how a shot of love makes you feel. And you know you can't forget. You know, you gotta get the buzz. I can't get no relief. You've reduced me to a liar and a thief. Love, oh love, I can only prove you're real by the scratching the fever. Proof for a believer is now a shot of love. Makes you feel. Makes you feel.
just lonely. No, I didn't wanna be as lonely. No, I didn't wanna be as lonely. No, I didn't wanna be as lonely. But I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. Somebody has to suffer and get to know your selfish ways, and I'll feel pity for the next one when you start to ruin her days. But I didn't want to be this lonely. No, I didn't want to be this lonely. I didn't wanna be this lonely. No, I didn't wanna be this lonely. No, I didn't wanna be this lonely. No, I didn't wanna be this lonely.
Pretenders. The album is called Hate for Sale, and that is Wouldn't Wanna Be This Lonely. And we heard The Buzz, two songs from what really is one of my favorite albums from 2020. Well, good morning. You're with Ron LaRussa. I hope this is a little more relaxed than your usual Monday morning. Maybe you can kick back a little bit and relax a little bit for the holidays. We are spending the last show of 2020 here playing my favorite songs from the new songs we played this year on the show. And now up next is Semisonic. They have already secured their place in history with Closing Time. Right, that's the anthem of countless pubs and clubs at the end of the night, and probably will be for the next 100 years. Well, this year they released their first new music together since 2001. It was a 5-song EP that came out in September called You're Not Alone. The single from that EP was released at the end of July. It's called All It Would Take, and it was new music from Semisonic here on Rock of Ages.
There was a time when I believed that all it would take is one look, one heart to change me. There was a time when I could see a straightaway line for someone somehow to wake me. But in a sense, it's paid in flames and dreams. Change, waste on the vine when all it would take is one voice, one light, one hand, writing the words of one choice, one fire, one pen, changing the world within me and around me, changing the world within me and around me. It's all it would take. There was a time when I could fly. I'd open my mind and nothing was above me. I felt I could climb the mountains high. But then when I reached the summit, was it just me? The darkest night in disbelief and hope. one look, one heart to change me.
A nice ballad from Semisonic, surfacing after almost 20 years with that one. It's called All It Would Take. One of the many bad things that 2020 is going to be remembered for is the death of Eddie Van Halen. His son Wolfgang wrote a song about missing his dad that was released late this fall, and it is one of the highlights in terms of new music this year. He's recording under the name Mammoth WVH, and he released The Distance, on which he plays all the instruments and also sings lead. There is also a really heart-wrenching video that goes along with this song, which is compiled entirely from old home movies, some of them shot by Wolfgang's mom, Valerie Bertinelli. This one got a big reaction from listeners when we played it earlier this year. It's The Distance, Wolfgang Van Halen, on Rock of Ages WMFO.
You'll be okay.
The Distance from Wolfgang Van Halen. Here on Rock of Ages WMFO, the song is the first single from his long-in-the-works solo album, which is expected to come out early in 2021. We are spending the last show of 2020 playing my favorites from the new songs that we played on the show this year. We're going to be heading to New Jersey for the next two songs. Probably the two biggest things New Jersey has contributed to pop culture, or culture of any kind for that matter, in the last couple of decades, are Bruce Springsteen and Jon Bon Jovi, and they are both going to be represented here in the next set. Bruce appears on the latest release from The Bleachers. The song is called Chinatown, and we're going to play that second. But first, to Bon Jovi. This year, Bon Jovi recorded a new album that was all done and scheduled to come out in May, but then he postponed it till the fall due to the coronavirus. Ultimately, it was released in October, and it's called simply Bon Jovi 2020. While he was waiting to release it, the George Floyd murder and the ensuing protests happened, which inspired him to go back into the studio and record this song, American Reckoning. He said, "I was moved to write American Reckoning as a witness to history. I believe the greatest gift of an artist is the ability to use their voice to speak to issues that move us." And this song did move us. It's American Reckoning from Bon Jovi on Rock of Ages.
America's on fire. There's protests in the street. Her conscience has been looted, and her soul is under siege. Another mother's crying as history repeats. I can't breathe. Goddamn those 8 long minutes, lying face down in cuffs on the ground. Bystanders pleaded for mercy as one cop shoved the kid in the crowd. When did a judge and a jury become a badge and a knee on me? Still alive, shine a light. Still alive, use your voice and you remember me. American Reckoning. I'll never know what it's like to walk a mile in his shoes, and I'll never have to have the talk so it don't happen to you. 3 little words written across the chest of a 12-year-old who hasn't lived life yet. Am I next? Am I next? Still alive, still alive. Shine a light, stay alive. Use your voice and you remember me. American Reckoning. Is this a moment or movement? Is this the tide or a flood? Is our American reckoning our story written in blood or in love or in peace? Thank you. our American reckoning.
Those are the Bleachers. The song is Chinatown. If you're familiar with the band The War on Drugs, one of the members also helped produce that song, and you can really hear that in that heavy synthesizer there. And of course, Bruce Springsteen singing on background vocals as well. And we heard Bon Jovi and American Reckoning here on Rock of Ages, WMFO. Ron LaRussa here. Thank you for joining me today on this special edition of the show. We will be back with our usual mix of the best rock of all eras, from the classic rock of the 70s right on through today. Starting next week, we will, of course, have Phil's pick again, our one-hit wonders of the album rock era, and more. So we will kick off your 2021 with a bang starting next Monday, and we will be back to the music right after this.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference. especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm a big fan of Matthew Sweet. I'm a sucker for his power pop hooks. He has an album called Cat's Paw, set to come out on January 15th, but he did pre-release this single that we played back in September. This is At a Loss, Matthew Sweet on Rock of Ages. The album will be called Cat's Paw, and it will be out in just a couple of weeks on January 15th. That is Matthew Sweet here on Rock of Ages. On WMFO, we are spending the last show of 2020 here, playing my favorite songs from among the new songs we played this year. The next one is probably my favorite new album of the year, along with The Pretenders' Hate for Sale. It is Private Lives by Low Cut Connie. It's not really fair to call this a breakout album. It's actually their sixth, and it's a double LP. But they've been known up until now primarily for their live shows. Their fans include Bruce Springsteen, Elton John, and even Barack Obama. And we played two songs from the album this year. We're going to do that again now. We'll start with the title song, Private Lives, from Low Cut Connie on Rock of Ages.
Thank you. to think about. And he told me to be joyful, but I freaked out by the sound. Walking sideways up the staircase, I fall right back to the ground. Lift me up, lift me up, lift me up to the sun. One time, lift me up, lift me up.
Two in a row from Low Cut Connie. We heard Help Me and Private Lives here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. This next one, in addition to being a good song, is interesting in that it suggests yet another way that the music industry is being disrupted by technology, particularly by young artists. Lynn Lapid is 17 years old, and she's a 17-year-old who basically posted cover songs on TikTok for about a year. And a music industry producer contacted her and told her to basically change her sound to get popular, which she took to mean you gotta sell out. And she was very turned off to that interaction. And she wrote a scathing song called Producer Man. And she unveiled it on TikTok, a cappella, and it was viewed 50 million times. So that got the attention of another producer who was more to her liking, and she signed to a record deal with Republic Records. Then recorded and released Producer Man. We played it back in October. This is Producer Man on Rock of Ages.
She was only 17 when Producer Man came offering that all her dreams would come true. He said, come here, sweetie, I can make you a star. I just wanna see you flourish and I'll know you make it far. What she couldn't see was he was in it for the money. Got the girl to move to LA. Got the paperwork so she could sign her life away. And it was in his plan to work until he got his pay. And he said, sign right here. And sign she did. He knew that she was too young to know. She wanted, and now she's in the hands of good old Producer Man. Knew his way to get the girl to listen. Made her into someone she isn't. Gotta listen well, only matters how you'll sell. She thought was fake on the money. It's real, it was too late now. Caught herself with no way out.
steal, you never lose. I am your only chance, and you know you want it bad. I'll make you a deal you can't refuse. A deal you never lose. Sign on the line, 'cause you're running out of time. Those who have a chance will trust in producer men.
Lynn Lapid and Producer Man. She of the 50 million TikTok views or listens, to, I guess, to that song. It's interesting because if you go to Spotify and you look at how many streams it's had in this newly produced version, it's only 7 million. And I say only sort of, you know, sarcastically. But it'll be very interesting to see in the long run if TikTok success could actually translate into mainstream music industry success. And I guess time will tell. Well, the Foo Fighters are back. They will have a new album coming out on February 5th. It'll be called Medicine at Midnight. They debuted a song on SNL a few weeks back that we also played a couple of days after that. It's called Shame Shame, new from the Foo Fighters on Rock of Ages.
Something real just to bother you. Now I
Those are the Foo Fighters. They will be back with their 10th studio album on February 5th, Medicine at Midnight, and that is called Shame, Shame. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you. This is our last show in the year 2020, and I've got one or two more songs to play for you. This one's a little different in that I didn't choose it this year. It chose me. I mentioned Spotify before. Well, that's where I do most of my personal listening. And at the end of the year, they publish your most listened to songs and artists and some other like creepy stuff that they track on you, like your total time spent listening and other things. One of their lists is songs that you never listened to, but should like based on everything else that you did listen to. And for me, they came up with this song as my number one. This is Marathon by Chuck Prophet on Rock of Ages. Chuck Prophet. The song is called Marathon. On Rock of Ages on WMFO, we are winding down the show, really winding down the last few days of 2020. I think most people will agree that it'll be good to put 2020 in the rearview mirror. I sense a lot of optimism heading into 2021. For me, it's been really the worst of times and the best of times. I did lose an elderly relative to COVID-19. But on the plus side, I started doing this show, and I've had some really positive things happening in my family this year, too. So let me just say one more time how much I appreciate you joining me every week. Have a fantastic New Year's Eve. I will be back here Monday morning at 8, kicking off your week and the new year on Rock of Ages. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.